for an issue because I'm not sure I'm right. A lot of it was we were living in a bad neighborhood and our kids were already so vulnerable in the neighborhood and our house is full of people besides our family that it was just that reality of the higher risk of having people in our house that we, to do our ministry, which was risk-oriented, we couldn't run a controlled setting in our house. So it became a way of protecting our creative energy to risk in the broader way, because if we'd have done a shelter, that's all we could have done. So it was sort of a trade-off, but it was not an easy trade-off because I knew there were people sleeping outside. And obviously, if you get more educated in the homeless issues, you understand them. And we were always able to, anytime it was below freezing, we put people in hotels. Anytime it was going to be, people never, we gave out a lot of food, we still do. So it wasn't like anybody was going to, cold nights, we made sure everybody was taken care of.
Somehow.
Yeah, we traveled the streets at night looking for folks just to be sure they had a place to stay.